CBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP leaders pushing to pass the budget reconciliation measure before the July 4th break. The House passed that measure by just one vote. And some senators are not on board with the tax breaks or cuts to programs like Medicaid. President Trump now criticizing those members who may hold up the bill and working the phones. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
The president is doing that personal outreach with phone calls and in-person meetings that will continue likely over the next couple of weeks. He has set that July 4th deadline for the Senate to pass this, get it back to the House, have the House pass it, and then get it to the president's desk for his signature. That is a very ambitious timeline.
Aid groups say aid distribution sites in Gaza run by Israel are not addressing the dire food needs and also putting lives in danger. Gunfire ringing out again today at a food center. At least 27 are dead after witnesses say Israeli forces opened fire at a facility in southern Gaza. And on Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An 18-year-old man walked away from the Bay Haven Treatment Center in Green Bay on Monday, and Brown County Sheriff's officials are asking for the public's help in finding him. Jules Aaron Kernigan, who goes by the nickname of Gabby, is a developmentally disabled, vulnerable adult who is considered missing and endangered. Sheriff's officials say he was seen leaving the treatment center on Gershwin Drive around 2 p.m. Monday. He's a black man, 5'11" tall, and approximately 140 pounds. Gabby was last seen wearing a black hoodie, white or light-colored jeans, and carrying a multicolored backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Brown County Public Safety Communications Center. The Oshkosh Common Council recently met with area legislators to urge them to increase municipal service payments to 100% of what's needed to provide services like fire, law enforcement, sanitation, and more to state buildings. Currently, the state funds 37.6% of the costs, leaving local property owners and businesses to cover the difference. Governor Tony Evers did include a $17 million increase for municipal service payments program in his proposed biennial budget, bringing the reimbursement amount to about 72%. However, Republican lawmakers are proposing a $31 million increase, bringing it much closer to the 100% mark. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement. Oshkosh has the third largest number of state buildings after Milwaukee and Madison. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Reds again tonight at Great American Ballpark. The crew won their eighth game in a row last night, 3-2 over Cincinnati. A home run by Christian Yelich and good pitching from Aaron Savalier and the bullpen. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who's been dealing with a bad head cold on this road trip.
No question. Savalier he responded very well after the first inning and made big pitches in the second inning and settled in the third, fourth, and fifth, and very important. And then our Rob Z continues to do the job, and Koenig, Uribe, and McGill, very good again.
NFL at the Packers OTAs, head coach Matt LaFleur says, take a close look at defensive end Edgerrin Cooper coming back in his second season, 10 pounds heavier.
He's certainly, his body looks different. I don't know if you guys could tell, but he's like 240 pounds right now, and I think there was a time when we came back last year where he was like 220.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas. Civic Media's David Grant reports on the circus parade in Baraboo, and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels joins the show to freak us out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I'm over on Blue Sky, and I'm noticing that I'm here at Lake in Bloomington, where a group of protesters have gathered. Officers with DEA and ICE patches have surrounded Las Cuatro Milpas. Looks like there's a raid going on right now. I believe this is in Indiana. Might be Chicago. I'm not sure, because the person doesn't say what the city is, just where they are, at the corner of Lake and Bloomington. Yeah, that's probably Chicago. But they're raiding right now a Mexican restaurant, and apparently a lot of people are showing up. I can't tell you more about it than that. Just, you know, you check over at Blue Sky and you can see the whole thing. It's fascinating. Speaking of which, it was just this is from Daily Kos. Down East Dem. It was just a normal Saturday morning as high school student Marcelo Gomez da Silva was traveling with his teammates to volleyball practice. The honors student was looking forward to participating with fellow band members at the Milford, Massachusetts High School the following day. Instead, Marcelo was stopped and arrested by Trump's ICE agents. His teammates were totally traumatized, never made it to their practice. The commencement event turned into a city protest demonstration by citizens furious that one of their own was apprehended. More than 1,000 people came out to demonstrate at Milford Town Hall, lining the sidewalk and waving signs condemning ICE and calling for this kid's release. He was brought to the United States when he was 6 years old. He probably doesn't even remember it. You know, he spent his whole life here. But ICE just arrested him. 18 years old, senior in high school. Meanwhile, Emily Singer over on Daily Kos is pointing out that the Republican Party is trying to repeal Obamacare again and hopes this time that you and I won't notice. Emily goes into some considerable detail on this. She notes that this big, beautiful bill is, quote, a backdoor way for Trump and the GOP to repeal the Affordable Care Act. This is Larry Leavitt. He's the vice president for health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. It's called KFF these days. And he was talking to the Washington Post. He said, quote, they're not calling this ACA repeal and replace, but the coverage losses would be among many of the same people who would have lost their insurance under ACA repeal. Now, what he's talking about is that part of the Affordable Care Act that expands Medicaid. This was the key to getting everybody in the country insured. Was, you know, the Affordable Care Act would provide subsidies for these people and not subsidies for those people, and, you know, special programs for these people and regulated insurance policies and quack, 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 and we're going to get all these companies together and everything's going to be great. But what about the people who can't afford to buy insurance? Well, those people, we're going to give them Medicaid, and we're going to expand it to the whole entire country. And then the Supreme Court, you know, and then, a bunch of Republican attorneys general sued. I believe it was 17 of them sued and said, no, you can't do this in our red states. We want our people not to have health insurance, not to have health care, so that our rich people don't have to pay taxes to subsidize this stuff. And so this went to the Supreme Court, and in a 5-4 decision, the Republicans, or maybe it was a 6-3, the Republicans in the Supreme Court said, you know, screw the poor people. And, you know, if your state, if your red state doesn't want to expand Medicaid, it doesn't have to. And so now we still have 10 states, I believe, might be 11, that have not expanded Medicaid. But there's a bunch that did, including a bunch of red states. In some cases, by virtue of, you know, people voting for it. I believe that's what happened in Kansas and Missouri. I could be wrong. It's one or the other, or maybe both. But anyhow, so what they're doing is by changing the Medicaid eligibility requirement at the federal level so that it's much more difficult to qualify. So you have to fill out much more paperwork. You have to interact with the bureaucrats far more extensively. These are the same bureaucrats who will put you on hold for hours at a time because their staffs are being cut. And instead of requalifying or resubmitting your paperwork once a year, they're now going to force you to do it every 6 months, twice a year. And this policy, these policies, these changes in Medicaid policy, and they're saying, oh, like Joni Ernst the other day, oh, it's because there's illegals who are getting Medicaid. Sorry, there's no illegals getting Medicaid. You've got to have an actual Social Security number that's connected to an actual citizen, and you've got to actually be that person. Medicaid is not going to undocumented people. But in any case, this one big beautiful bill would force 14 million people to lose their insurance coverage, most of it under that Medicaid expansion that was part of Obamacare. So this is kind of a backdoor way of repealing Obamacare without saying, hey, we're repealing Obamacare. No, they're not repealing it. They're just gutting it. And this is why groups like the American Hospital Association are actually opposed to this legislation, because they know that this is going to lead to closing a bunch of hospitals, particularly in rural areas. Republicans are also trying to jack up the work requirements. I ranted about that at the beginning of the program today. And they're refusing to extend an expansion of subsidies that congressional Democrats passed in 2021, which got 5 million more people insurance under Medicaid. Those people are going to lose their Medicaid insurance just right off the bat. They just won't qualify at all any longer. So, and you know, politically, you would think this would be a disaster. I mean, there was a study in April from Navigator Research, a polling study, that found that 79% of people are in favor of the Obamacare subsidies, including the expansion of Medicaid. There was a civics poll in March done for Daily Kos that found 63% of registered voters oppose cutting Medicaid and food stamps. I'm surprised, frankly, that that number's not higher. But, you know, here we are. So, you know, what do we do with this? Where do we go with it? Well, you know, this is what Republicans do. They don't think that if you're not born, they believe that you need to be born rich. And if you're not born rich, you need to work hard. And if you work hard at a job that only pays squat, then there's something morally wrong with you. But it's not the job of government to fix your moral failings that you've got a crap job. This is the Republican worldview. Rush Limbaugh used to make this joke. What do you do with somebody when they're down? You kick them, otherwise they don't get up. I mean, this is just their whole understanding of the purpose of government is that it's not here to support us. It's not here to help us. It's not here to provide a foundation for business in America, even. I mean, you would think, like, you can build a really rational case, for example, for sick time, paid sick time. You don't want somebody who is sick delivering your food from the kitchen to the dining room in the restaurant. Right? You don't want a sick person working as a cook. But if you don't provide people with sick leave, you know, you're in any kind of public-facing job, you may be interacting with somebody who's actively contagious. So you would think that just from a rational point of view, paid sick time, but Republicans look at that and go, oh, wait a minute, that's a benefit for working people. Screw the working people. Only CEOs should have time, you know, paid sick time. Only senior executives. Only the big shots. And that's just one example. I mean, I paid health care, again, or free health care, free college education. These are, I believe that if the Democrats really want to start winning elections, they need to say, this is our position. Everybody in America should be able to go to college, and it shouldn't cost anything. And everybody in America should have access to world-class health care, and it shouldn't cost anything. These are fundamental rights, and we need to get big business out of housing and open up the millions of properties that have been purchased by hedge funds and private equity groups and big banks, and force them to sell those residential properties into the real estate market and open the real estate. There's more empty homes in America that are investment properties than there are homeless people in this country. I mean, we can solve a lot of our problems with very simple policies that help the country. And they help the country even more than they help the individuals. But Republicans oppose them because the billionaires are, it's going to cost a little more federal money. And that's, you know what they're going to do? They're going to raise my taxes to pay for that. And it's just crazy that we're still listening to these people and still, you know, constrained by this stuff. I get it. You know, when Bill Clinton bought into, it's the end of welfare as we know it, the end of big government. You know, he thought the country was moving in that direction, that the country had loved Reagan's neoliberalism. Well, now it's been completely discredited. And Joe Biden proved that by repudiating it. The Democratic Party needs to get with the program and start moving forward.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And nailing the Republicans for the damage that they're doing to our society and even to our small businesses. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump recently announced pardons to a range of individuals, including convicted drug dealers, fraudsters, and convicted public officials. ABC News reports 1 in 5 have political or financial ties to the president. Scott Jenkins, a former Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff, had been sentenced to 10 years for taking $75,000 in bribes in exchange for issuing deputy sheriff's badges. Jenkins had been a longtime Trump supporter. Ardent Trump acolyte Michelle Fiore had not yet been sentenced when she received her pardon on April 23rd. A former member of the Nevada Assembly, she was convicted of 6 counts of wire fraud for skimming money from a memorial for a slain Las Vegas police officer. She used the money for rent, plastic surgery, and her daughter's wedding. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was pardoned in February after endorsing Trump's 2020 and 2024 campaigns. Blagojevich appeared on Trump's Celebrity Apprentice in 2010, but was convicted in 2011 of attempting to sell President Barack Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat, among other corruption charges. Former Kentucky State Senator and 2016 congressional candidate Brian Kelsey served only 2 weeks of a 21-month sentence on federal campaign finance violations before he was pardoned in March. We have a full list of Trump's pardons at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Funds for green endeavors frozen cold. 300 billion dreams on hold. Wind farms halted, progress stalled. The fossil fires once more enthralled. The war on science has begun. Truth dismissed and facts outrun. The steps we take, the choices made. Shape the future, forge the blade. On the 20th
day. Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brady in Dalton, Georgia. Hey, Brady, what's up? What's on your mind today?
Not much, Tom. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
This thing with Trump and his appointments, when you look at the guy over at FEMA, he doesn't know anything about hurricane season.
Right.
And you look at all of it at Rubio, the guy also has another job with ATF, something to do with weapons. Rubio is running several different agencies and departments.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people in all the other departments that have no background for it, know nothing about it, don't have a clue. There's a reason for that, because that 2025 project, part of that, I believe, was to install cabinet-type things in every agency there is. And the people, those figureheads they put in place, are being run and told what to do by the cabinet people. The cabinet people represent the billionaires and the
13 of them are billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah, those people are sitting behind the scenes and running all these agencies. That's why you have all this conflict before they got rid of the people that understood what was going on, the same people in the departments. You had all this conflict leading to things like fist fights and all that stuff, and because they were taking over all the departments.
Yeah.
And even the presidency. Trump isn't running the presidency. He's running his business.
Yeah.
He is using the power of the presidency and making people purchase these coins of his to have access, and they give that money back to them people in legislation like Pilgrim's Pride gave them a bunch of money. They're getting it back because they don't have to have inspections anymore. That chicken they're putting out there.
Yep.
It's complicated. It's
corrupt.
It's unsettling.
Speaking of fistfights, Brady, do you have any speculation as to who it was who punched Elon Musk on the right eye? I'm thinking it's somebody who's left-handed, and I'm wondering if Stephen Miller is left-handed. I don't, because apparently Musk has made off with Miller's wife, but this is just a rumor.
Either Miller or Besson.
Yeah.
Besson didn't like him very much either.
Yeah, Besson got in a shouting match with
him. In his eye. They should have dotted that other eye too.
Yeah, but it was his right eye that had the bruise, which means he was hit by somebody who was left-handed, and so that should narrow it down. I haven't seen anybody else point that out, but
it's crazy, Tom. I mean, this is so comprehensive, and there are thousands and thousands of people involved because you can't dissect these agencies and come up with plans to destroy them all and do it in one presidential term without having been researching and planning this stuff for decades.
They've been planning this at least for the last 4 years. Brady, I got to move along, but thank you. Your points were all so well made. I really appreciate it. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom.
Hey.
I think we are making a big mistake when we use the same phrases or words that the Republicans use. For example, Trump's big, beautiful bill. When Republicans listen to that, they think it's a big, beautiful bill. We need to change. We need a strategy to combat these words that they use.
Ro Khanna's calling it the big, brutal bill.
Well, we should call it the Trump's oligarch bill or Trump's billionaire tax cut bill.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching MSNBC when they were interviewing a Republican about this bill. And their talking points is about how they're going to streamline Medicare and Medicaid to prevent fraud. They don't say a word about this is a tax cut for the billionaires. That's what we need to attack them on, because they don't have a defense for that.
Well, and that's what it is.
I
think that's why Trump branded it. I mean, the one thing that Trump knows how to do is branding. And he branded this bill in a way that would prevent. Because otherwise, you know, the media would have just called it the tax cut, you know, the billionaire tax cut bill, you know, that kind of thing, like they did the last time he did it. And
but that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to keep calling it Trump's tax cuts for billionaires bill.
Right.
That's what we need to do. Yeah.
Which is what it is. And Susan Del Persio made you know, the Republican strategist on MSNBC made this point this morning. She said, you know, the only part of that legislation that Trump cares about is the tax cut. That's, you know, him and his billionaire buddies.
Right.
That's literally all they care about. They don't, you know, Medicaid, you know, work requirements, all this other. That's just noise. They just want the damn tax cuts.
And there is no big fraud there. If you want to find fraud, you do an audit Congress. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. Always good to hear from you. 27 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the Water Cooler Awards. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-45.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Wisconsin reps traveled on Monday to survey Wisconsin's only ICE facility. Congressman Mark Pocan toured the Dodge County Jail, where 54-year-old undocumented immigrant Ramon Morales-Reyes is being held.
We have congressional prerogative to do an unannounced visit. In fact, I think a requirement, really, morally, to do an unannounced visit to these facilities. Dodge County Jail is the only ICE facility in Wisconsin, so we went to go there. It took about an hour to get us into the process because I think, you know, it was unannounced, and we gave him a letter from the Appropriations Committee from Rosa DeLauro, who's the ranking Democratic member, that explains the law. They got the sheriff there. We had a conversation with him, but there are no ICE officials on premises. In fact, they come every 3 weeks.
Morales Reyes is detained after Homeland Security accused him of threatening former President Donald Trump in a handwritten letter, but his lawyers and lawmakers say he was framed. WISN reports Demetric Scott, another Milwaukee man, admitted Monday to writing the letter and forging Morales Reyes' name. It claimed the writer would self-deport, but not before shooting Trump at a rally. Morales Reyes, who can't read or write English or Spanish, was applying for a visa and preparing to testify against Scott in an assault case. Prosecutors say Scott confessed to framing him to derail that trial. Morales Reyes has a bond hearing tomorrow, after which he could be released. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, also on the tour Monday, described the conditions at the jail.
They say that they're treated like other detainees who are citizens, that they're able to earn privileges and to be able to go out.
Moore says she'll return if Morales Reyes is still in custody at the end of this week. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor.
We go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got the swan. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
Well, it's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. He has a comment.
Okay, so I've seen paddle boats.
Right?
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
It's Pride Month, and Northeast Wisconsin is blooming with opportunities to celebrate. Dana Johnson with Fox Valley Pride and Mel Davis of Rainbow Alliance Advocacy will be our guides.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CV Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. I'm one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are, and I have, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. Promo code for 25% off is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
I'm gonna tell you the score. The man in the White House is scheming for more. He pardons the guilty, he jails the poor. Oh, the times are in danger again. He stacks up the courts, he silences foes, rewrites the law so his power just grows. The
minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Richard in Chicago. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hi. You know, you were recommending some books. It just occurred to me to recommend a couple, and one is The Curse of Bigness by Tim Wu, and the other is How to Hide an Empire, which I'm reading. It's really interesting facts about how we got as big as we are, etc.
Huh.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who wrote it?
I can't pronounce his name. It's an interesting link, but Tim Wu's How to Hide an Empire.
Richard, I just lost you.
You lost me. I'm sorry. Okay. Am I there now?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't remember his name. It's a long word, and I can't remember
him
or where. Yeah, but the reason I called is, it is a mystery as to why we don't have national health care. And I remember all the campaigns against it, there were lines 1,000 miles deep trying to get into America from Canada, blah, blah, all that crap. And it occurred to me that the only way it's going to happen is if businesses and the business community decides they don't want to be in the healthcare insurance business anymore. If you have a union, they have to have people that administer it. Same deal with every corporation, every business. And you would think that that'd be the case, that they would be clamoring to not have to interrupt their business, the business that they're in, with this distraction. But I think the reason they don't is that to some extent it may stop people from changing jobs. That might be the only reason. But
well, that was why they started offering health care back in the 40s, and the unions started demanding it, but the employers. But you know, right now, we're spending an average of around $11,500 per person on health care in the United States. And most countries, most developed countries, are spending around $5,000 to $6,000 per person per year for health care. And, you know, Toyota made the decision. They were going to site a new factory in the United States. This was about a decade ago. And they were looking at three different states. I know Tennessee was one of those states. I don't recall the other two. And they ended up moving it to Canada. And they came right out and said, you know, it's we've got something like $1,600 or $2,600 worth of health care in every car and made in the United States. And that expense just becomes a few hundred dollars in every car made in Canada, because Canada has Medicare for all and we don't. So, yeah, you would think that businesses would want this. But what I discovered when I wrote The Hidden History of American Healthcare and really dove into this and started reading the congressional debates from the 19th century and the early 20th century, the reason we don't have health care in the United States for everyone is because time after time after time, every time we got close to this, it was blocked by white supremacists who did not want black people to have access to health care. You know, Frederick Hoffman came over here from Germany in the 1890s and became a one-man crusader. He became the vice president of the Prudential Insurance Company and testified before Congress, testified in state offices. He wrote a book called Race Traits of the American Negro. And the premise of his book was that black people are so genetically inferior to white people that if we simply deny health care to black people in over the course of three, four, five generations, they'll all die out. And that will, quote, solve the race problem. And this was actually promoted right up until the 1940s. And in fact, Prudential was offering, was charging black people higher prices than white people right up until the 1960s. So this has been around for a long, long time, Richard, and as the case with so many problems in America, the core of this problem is racism.
Yeah, but now it's money, I think, right?
Well, money is a big, it plays a big role in it now also, but if you look at the states that have not expanded Medicaid, most of them are former Confederate states, and they're not expanding Medicaid because they don't want black people in their states to have access to health care.
Yeah. It's a mystery, though.
Richard, you've vanished again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think over the but business is bigger than that, and there always money is involved. So I still can't figure out why they don't see through this. And is it our media that won't?
Well, no, they don't. They don't care. I mean, you know, if you're a car manufacturer and you're having to pay, you know, $10,000 a year for health insurance for people, that's just $10,000 a year that's not available for payroll. So, I mean, this is, we've since 1980, wages in the bottom 90% of Americans have gone up less than 10%. And, you know, whereas CEO pay has gone up over 350%. And part of the reason why pay for average working people hasn't gone up is because the cost of health care has gone up and that money is being redirected into that. If we had a national health care system, it would save us around $5,000 or $6,000 per year per person, and everybody in the country could get a raise at that level. But, you know,
again, it would save that for companies too, though, Tom. For companies too, they have
companies could be more profitable. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
like I said, that's why Toyota moved to Canada. So anyway, but Richard, when you really look into it, it's just shocking the role that race has played in this. I got to move along, but thanks for the call. If you want the details, you know, the book is The Hidden History of American Healthcare, and it's just a damn shocking story. Julie in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Julie, what's on your mind there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Well, I had called originally. In the interesting conversations about, I had never known about this racial element that you just talked about. You said the hidden history of, well, you said hidden history of oligarchy, but now you just said hidden history of what?
American healthcare. There are 10 books in the Hidden History series. One is on oligarchy, but one is called The Hidden History of American Healthcare.
Are those your books then?
Yeah, I wrote them.
Pardon me. Okay, I'm sorry for my ignorance, but
that's quite all right.
I did call. I'm going to check them out. I originally called because there was a conversation about U.S. Postal Service and truck driving and DeJoy, and I am a retired postal employee, and so I know some of the inner workings. And as far as I always know, they try to have less truck runs, and most of the over-the-road are all contract. There's very few postal truckers. They just run, you know, between post offices and plants, inner city most of the time, and interstate sometimes. But and the goal was always to fill the trucks up and hold them until the last minute to get all you could on those trucks. Hmm. So there was always, you know, efficiency in mind. I think people have kind of has a bad rap.
So here's the question then, Julie. If it's true what the earlier caller said, that by destroying 120 of these multi-million dollar sorting machines, which Louis DeJoy did just before the 2020 election, if destroying these machines... Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was pre-Doge. Yeah, this was
pre-Doge. Yeah. I know, but he did it so abruptly, and it was right during the political season and right before.
So the question is, did he do that to mess with mail-in voting exclusively, or was the secondary benefit of that? See, he owned a trucking company that had a contract with the post office, and did a lot of this long-haul shipping for the post office. Was the effect of that by closing a lot of these sorting centers and whatnot, so that mail has to go these long circuitous routes, you know, like to go across town in Reno, it has to go to San Francisco first and then come back to Reno. Was that to help his trucking company? I don't know the answer, but that was basically what that caller was proposing.
I see. Yeah. No. Well, you'd have to really dig deep in that, because supposedly, as Postmaster General, you know, I don't doubt that there were conflicts of interest. I really don't doubt it. And then, you know, just the overall wanting to break the Postal Service and call them inefficient so they could move in and privatize. That's, you know, nothing new. And the Postal Service, they're always, you know, depending on the class of mail, they're moving, you know, from letter to package. So they're constantly, you know, revamping machines and stuff, but not that draft, not that fast.
So, yeah. Okay. I get it.
I hear the music.
Yeah,
thank
Julie.
Thank you for all you do, Tom.
Thank you, Julie, and thanks for sharing your experience with us. It's appreciated. It is 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump recently announced pardons to a range of individuals, including convicted drug dealers, fraudsters, and convicted public officials. ABC News reports 1 in 5 have political or financial ties to the president. Scott Jenkins, a former Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff, had been sentenced to 10 years for taking $75,000 in bribes in exchange for issuing deputy sheriff's badges. Jenkins had been a longtime Trump supporter. Ardent Trump acolyte Michelle Fiore had not yet been sentenced when she received her pardon on April 23rd. A former member of the Nevada Assembly, she was convicted of 6 counts of wire fraud for skimming money from a memorial for a slain Las Vegas police officer. She used the money for rent, plastic surgery, and her daughter's wedding. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was pardoned in February after endorsing Trump's 2020 and 2024 campaigns. Blagojevich appeared on Trump's Celebrity Apprentice in 2010, but was convicted in 2011 of attempting to sell President Barack Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat, among other corruption charges. Former Kentucky State Senator and 2016 congressional candidate Brian Kelsey served only 2 weeks of a 21-month sentence on federal campaign finance violations before he was pardoned in March. We have a full list of Trump's pardons at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Donald Trump, with a golden dream, wants to rule by any scheme. Talks of Greenland, talks of land, wants to take it with his hand. Power, wealth, his empire grows. Where it ends, nobody knows. Imperial dreams reach so wide, chasing power fueled by pride. From Paul to Putin, he takes his cues, a fantasy.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
Just you talked about the top of the hour about work and how people are treated. And I forget exactly what you said, but you were talking about the working conditions and everything, and it comes from the, I think it's the biblical, where it says rich controls the poor, and I think they just to justify whatever they do through the Bible rather than, you know, make people have better conditions to live.
You mean you're talking about Jesus saying the poor you will have with you always?
It's the Old Testament. It's the Old Testament.
Oh, I see.
Proverbs or the Psalms.
Right. Okay.
And I think they try to justify what they do.
Yeah.
Rich controls the poor.
Jesus' comment was in the context of, you know, this woman
the poor, yeah,
trying to put perfume on his feet. I get it.
There's a slavery in the things involved too in the Bible, in the both
sure.
Testaments. Yeah. And I think they try to put that back in rather than, you know, give people to better conditions.
This is why the Confederacy was so grounded in Christianity. You know, it was, you know, just keep working that cotton field, and when you die, you'll be in paradise. It's you know, it was a convenient. Plus, there's you know, the Bible ratifies slavery. You know, even Paul said, treat your slaves well.
Can I read one more?
Yeah.
The other caller, the woman, talk about the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
This is all from the infrastructure, where how they built the infrastructure in this country. Where the perfect example is how they build the roads and the freeways and things like that. The freeway tolls are above the poor neighborhood, but it goes below the rich neighborhood. So mm-hmm. when disaster happens, it destroys the neighborhood below, but saves the neighborhood on the top.
Yeah, no. Urban renewal is one of the extraordinarily brutal programs for breaking up black neighborhoods and generally poor neighborhoods and consolidating, helping wealthy neighborhoods. Good points, all, Johan. Thank you very much, Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Sean. I called last week and mentioned King or Emperor Caligula only because I was trying to lay down the law in my mind that we have a really bad, bad enemy and we have to rise up. Well, last night I was reading Blue Sky, and there was an article, a New Yorker article, on Curtis Yarvin's plot against America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very lengthy. Curtis Yarvin is with Peter Thiel and Anderson. They were very tight. They have a lot of money. They're billionaires. And they've been working on this since 2011. Now, 2011, Yarvin said that Trump was biologically suited to be an American monarch. The other guy was Chris Christie. He recommended if Trump was reelected, this is recently in 20 whatever, he should appoint Elon Musk to run the executive. He's a neo-reactionary blogger, and he has called for America to be a monarch. He's a very, very well-educated, brilliant man who thinks way too highly of himself. And he really puts down, well, he mentioned something about Harvard. The first thing we need to do is get rid of Harvard, because you can't have a monarchy without letting people know when you have a reality like Harvard there to tell you what's going on. And so many things that have happened have literally played out in this article that was kind of, it spanned maybe 15 years.
Yeah, it's the dark enlightenment, they call it.
Exactly. And when you read this, you realize they want to overturn our government, and they already are. It's not a matter of voting. We're never going to vote again.
Oh, this is part of why Elon Musk was deconstructing the American state. You're exactly absolutely right, Lori. You're absolutely right. And we need to be paying more attention to these guys, because they're dead serious, and they are doing it. They're actually doing it. Lori, thank you so much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, folks around you. Hope you get out, get some exercise, get some sunlight, breathe some fresh air. Hug a tree. It's good for you. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients
ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or...
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's John Minow.
And Jim Schmidt from Minow and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Minow and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House has condemned the attack on a Jewish group in Boulder, Colorado, and say the president won't tolerate visitors to the country who support terrorism. Mohammed Solomon, originally from Egypt, is facing 16 charges of attempted murder in the flamethrower attack, along with a federal hate crime charge. The Biden administration issued a work visa for Solomon in 2022. It expired March 28th of this year during the Trump administration. Homeland Security says it's taken Solomon's wife and children into custody. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
The family is being, we understand, processed right now for expedited removal out of the U.S. Remember, Solomon, we know, was in the country illegally, overstayed a work visa. It would seem his family probably was in the country illegally as well, that they are now in custody and getting ready for removal from the U.S.
On Capitol Hill, Senate lawmakers debating the budget reconciliation package that narrowly passed the House. Some GOP holdouts say there's not enough cuts. Others say the cuts go too far. This is ABC News.